This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
My love language is acts of service. So me folding his laundry, obviously it's for him. And it's a sacrifice that I enjoy doing for this relationship. And it's okay to not be so ambitious and like want to be a girl boss and all of this stuff. Like, it's okay to say, I'm okay with sacrificing part of my career to see you succeed.
Welcome to The Real Real, where we go behind the highlight reel and go into the unfiltered. I'm your host, Natalie Barbu, and let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Real Real podcast with me, Natalie Barbu. Today, because it is Thanksgiving when I'm recording this, we're going to do a little family episode. I feel like I've had my parents on one episode in the very early days, like one of my first 10 episodes probably. And then I think that was it. I don't think I really ever have like my family or anything in my content for the most part. But today is Thanksgiving. And our TikTok went a little, it's not viral, it got like 100,000 views, but it did really well. And so I am going to bring Chloe back for the content.
Hi, guys.
So this is my little sister, Chloe. And I am so excited because I haven't really had my family on my podcast, but also I just feel like now we're at an age where we like get along more and we're like, more friends.
More similar. Yeah. More friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Versus like Jake just sisters. And older sister.
Yeah. Just sisters.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Chloe and I are 5 years apart. And so for the most part, we've never like gone to school together. We were never in the same stage of life. But Chloe just graduated college this year. And so I feel like now we're actually more friendly and like friends.
It's just like post-grad. Everyone's on the same level now.
Yeah.
There's no more milestones.
Yeah. Because I feel like in your 20s now, you're either like getting engaged, you're getting married, you're having kids. Like some of your friends.
My friends are married already. And like,
yeah,
honestly, probably a lot more of my friends are going to be married before your friends are going to get married.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
I don't have that many friends that are married. I have like a few. There's definitely a lot of people from my high school that got married and like college. Yeah. But actual like only one of my best friends is married.
Who?
Katie.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
She's the only one. She has a kid now. But yeah, she's like the only one that's married. And we're from North Carolina. So I feel like it's a lot more common here to get married young.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a wave of people that got engaged right after college? Like right after graduation? I feel like that's for me when like
I think I'm in that right now.
Yeah, people are.
So there's some people getting engaged like from high school. But like one of my best friends, Salem, I was part of her wedding. And that was in June, I think.
She got engaged in college.
She got engaged in college. And the wedding was like the month after we graduated. So that's the only like engagement wedding. But I do see a lot of my close friends getting engaged soon. So,
yeah, a lot of them. It's really weird for me because I did grow up with like a lot of Chloe's friends in the sense of like them coming to the house as like her friends.
Yeah.
So seeing them now be like the same life stage as me, I'm like, wait a second. That's so weird. Like, that's just like, I don't know. It's just very odd to me to see that many people like her friends getting married and getting engaged, or like the fact that my little brother is 21.
Because that's still weird to me.
Yeah, because I think that I'm
so weird.
I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like freshly graduated, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm literally 5 years out of school. I'm out of college longer than I was in college. That's I'm not crazy. A new grad. I am in my late 20s, so
that's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I know. I feel like this is the first time. 27 was the only year that actually hit me where I'm like, oh, I'm old. 26, not really.
27 just sounds closer to 30 than any other age.
Yeah.
It's like the threshold where you're not almost 30. I don't want to say you're almost. That's like,
have you heard this? I am almost 30.
The TikTok sound of Kylie Jenner being like,
yeah,
I'm 25, you're almost 30. Yeah. And she's like, Kylie, I'm 27. We should make that TikTok sound. That's so funny.
We should, because yeah, I feel like I'm almost 30, but I'm not. I'm 3 years away, guys. 2.5 years away.
I'm only 22, but sometimes I feel like I'm 23 already. And I'm like, why am I rushing this? What am I doing? Like, no, I'm 22. I know, but still, I don't want to age. I don't want to age.
It's not that big of a difference.
I know.
Yeah, no, it just feels very strange that now the youngest sibling is like almost out of college too.
That's crazy.
Like when we're all out of school. I was telling him yesterday,
I was like, you graduated last year. What do you mean you're like over it? He's like, I'm almost a senior.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's really, really strange. But I feel like that's the good thing about growing up, too. If you grew up with siblings, especially siblings that are a lot older or younger than you, like all of us are very spread out. I have an older sister that's 6 years older than me. I'm 5 years older than Chloe, and then I'm 6 years older than Lucas. So Chloe and Lucas
and I
are close.
We're only 17 months apart, which like he always hung out with my friends in high school, and he went to a Dolphins game with one of my friends from high school, and no one told me until until they went to the Dolphins game together. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going together? Like, this is my friend.
I know. I think that that would be weird if like you were friends with my friends.
Yeah, it's a bigger age gap. But me and Lucas, like we were 2 grades apart and like my friends were always at the house in high school. So I guess that's kind of where it comes from.
Yeah. So I wanted to do some icebreaker questions first. So I looked up questions to ask your sister. So I picked 3 of them. The ones that I thought were the most interesting, and then we'll get into the topics. Okay, so the first one is, what is the most rebellious thing you've ever done?
No.
What?
Why? No. Oh, no, no. Next question.
Wait, no, answer it.
No, I don't know.
You don't have to give every detail.
I, like, said I was going to my friend's house, and I was going somewhere else.
Oh, my gosh.
It was Lexi's house. I was going to Lexi's house. We didn't go to Lexi's house.
I did that maybe like every weekend my senior year of high school.
Natalie not walked every weekend. So I can run.
Okay, not every weekend. Make it sound like I was crazy. I was not crazy in high school. But Emily's house was the house we would always say. The amount of sleepovers I've had at Emily's house.
I found out recently that my friends would always say that they're coming to stay at my house.
Yeah, because our parents aren't friends with our friends' parents.
That too. And like, well, they're pretty.
Mine weren't, at least. Yours were closer.
Mine were closer, but again, Natalie walked so I could run. So I had a lot more privileges than Natalie had, for sure.
Yes.
And I think it also helped, like, our house was always the house that everyone would come to. So like, my parents knew all my friends very well. And we were, like, all my high school friends, we were friends since, like, early middle school days. So for a long time, they knew them and they watched them grow up. And, like, everyone knew mommy and daddy were kind of stricter.
Yeah.
So it ended up working out.
For me, though, like, our older sister is...
She's an angel.
Like, yeah, just, like, very goody-goody.
Never rebelled at all.
Yeah. Like, didn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
At all. Like, at she all. Would get in trouble for going to church too much.
Yeah. Like too many youth groups, too many...
She volunteered too much.
Yeah, volunteered too much.
So when I was in
and
high school.
And it's not like me and Natalie were crazy by any means.
No, but when that's
all.
The standard.
Yeah. Like, anything you do is like crazy.
So like for me, when I was in high school, look, I was not crazy. I think I drank for the first time my junior year of high school. That was the first time I've ever had like alcohol. And I remember my friend telling me freshman year that she drank. And I was like, I'm just disappointed. Like. It was just so funny. But yeah, my junior year, I think, was like the first time I ever had any alcohol. But my senior year, there's just like senior year activities. So you're like going out.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, there's always that one friend that like everyone spends the night. Like everyone just like goes
their
over
parents
and
are
sleeps
super
over.
Chill.
And, yeah. And like they're the ones that they have the alcohol, they have the parties, their parents are there, but like they just like don't care.
Yeah.
And so one of my friends was one of those people. So like we were always there. And I would always just say I was sleeping at my friend Emily's house. I remember at prom, my parents didn't take photos. Like they didn't come to the group that was like taking photos at prom. So I went alone my senior year. Like we took pictures at like my house, but they didn't come with like all of the parents. And I remember Emily's dad was there. And he was like, Natalie, like, I haven't seen you in so long.
Oh, no.
And I was like, thank God my parents aren't here because, like, I literally was just there last weekend. Like,
oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
But that was the extent. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
No.
Like, I honestly wasn't. It
no,
was
we
just,
didn't do anything crazy.
They were just a lot more strict. Like, it was one of those situations where it was like, okay, if I ask to go out Friday night, I can't ask to go out Saturday night. Like,
I'm still like
to,
that. I live back at home now. And I'm home by 11. If I go out, I've gone out twice. And if I go out, I'm home by 11. Not because obviously I have to, like they don't really care anymore.
Yeah, they don't care anymore.
But it's just like internally inside of me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to be home by 11. Because high school, 11 was like when I was expected to be home. Didn't have like a hard curfew, but
okay,
it was expected.
So that's the most rebellious thing.
Yeah.
I snuck out once to meet my friends and we literally like went to McDonald's. Like we didn't even do anything bad. But it was just like the
That's
thrill
scary. I couldn't do
of
that.
Sneaking out. I was like,
I also look back at my high school self and I'm like, some of the things I did, I wouldn't even dare to think about doing now. And it wasn't even that bad, but I'm like, I don't know what got into me. Like, lack of judgment? I don't know.
Your
brain
frontal lobe is
developing.
Yeah. Not developed.
Yeah.
A feeling everyone listening to this has experienced is standing in front of the mirror, battling with your hair, and trying to tame the frizz before you head out. Meanwhile, you could be doing something more exciting, like booking a spontaneous getaway to, I don't know, the Caribbean or something, or binge watching the Eras Tour like I did this weekend. That's where Way's new anti-frizz cream swoops in to save the day. You are too busy to be dealing with frizz, so say hello to Way's new anti-frizz cream. It is like a magic wand for your hair, which provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. And if we're going to talk about hair routine, incorporating Way's anti-frizz cream into mine has literally transformed my hair. It is a time-saving superhero that fits seamlessly into my routine. And can we talk about the Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent? It is like a mini vacation every time I use it and takes me back to Australia when I went this summer. Not to mention, my hair feels lighter and looks smoother than ever before. So get busy being frizz-free with Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's not just about taming frizz. It provides heat protection up to 450 degrees, it reduces and repairs split ends, and it quenches dry hair with intense hydration. And according to a consumer perception study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looked less frizzy after using it, so you gotta trust it. Don't forget to check out Way's other bestsellers, though, like the leave-in conditioner, their detox shampoo, which I use every time I wash my hair because I can go a long time without washing my hair, fragrances, and hair oils. They are all essential for achieving that salon-worthy look at home. So frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code REALREAL for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code REALREAL.
What is a mean comment someone made about you that's stuck with you to this day?
That kind of leads us into our topic really well today. So I posted a video. Oh, you mean like on YouTube or just in...
No, just in general.
In general.
It could be social media, but it could also be in person.
In person, I can't really think of anything. But the one thing that's like... Because usually things like that don't really get to me. But so I posted a video with Sam. It was like a vlog of me going and visiting him. And there were like these old women in the comments that were so mean on the video. They're like, you're just a gold digger. He doesn't love you. All of this stuff. And I posted that. It had to be over a year ago now. And I have not posted a YouTube video since, I don't think. And it's not like I just haven't posted him. No, I have not posted a video at all alone with him.
It's anything. Because Sam is very like monotone.
Yeah.
And so people were like,
I can
he doesn't
see
love
how
you.
It comes off as like he doesn't like you. But I'm like, no, like he's just, the highs are not very high. The lows are not very low. That's just.
And especially with a camera.
Yeah.
Around.
And he doesn't like being in front of a camera. So it wasn't like he was like kissing me and hugging me and like calling me so beautiful and spinning me around on camera. And I'm not like that either. Like, I don't want to like dance in the rain and like do all that kind of stuff. But anyways, I digress. That cluster of comments got to me. I don't know
Did
if it got to
them?
Me. Yeah, I deleted them. It was one of those things where I just removed myself from the situation entirely and I never posted a video again. And I feel kind of weak and like loserish for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, it's not worth it. Why would I get bullied on the internet for
you
what?
You just got to delete them and move on.
I know. And then once one person comments, it snowballs.
That's why you have to delete them.
It snowballs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because people can be very mean on the internet. I mean, I've gotten my fair share of hate comments, but I would say the comment that's gotten to me the most in person is... They all stem from when you're, like, little, I feel like, when you get bullied when you're, like, in
yes,
fifth grade.
That's the only thing that I thought about was, like, one time on the playground, someone said something mean to me and called me, like, Chloe Doughy or something. I guess nicknames really got to me because remember when Michael and Lucas would call me Clover and it would make me cry?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I know. And I don't know why that got to me so badly. Chloe Doughy.
Yeah. Lucas the other day was saying that someone looks like a... He was like, oh, yeah, someone looks like Chloe. Like, he was, like, describing this girl that he knows that looks like Chloe. And he goes, she looks like a skinny version of Chloe. Like,
what? What do you mean? Like, what am I? Like,
yeah.
He's like, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant she, like, is smaller than you.
Okay. It was so funny.
And then he kept going and he was just like making it worse. And I'm like, okay, Lucas, I get it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Little brothers will humble you.
Yeah.
They will keep you humble.
For me, it was always, I was so insecure about my hair. Like, not the hair on my head, but like someone would call me Natalie Baboon because of my hairy arms.
Well, people used to call me that too, but I don't think it's because I'm hairy too, but I think people just thought
I was so hairy
went
though.
Together.
I had like such dark hair on my arms. I was so insecure about my arms.
Have you gotten laser hair removal on your arms? That is the best. Laser hair removal is the best investment you could make for yourself.
No, I get beauty wise on my arms.
Yes, I did the same thing.
Because I was so insecure about them. Mm-hmm. And literally to this day, I will like remember that.
And everyone always tries to be like, no, I have hairy arms too.
I know, and it's
like
you look blonde, and it's peach fuzz.
It's peach fuzz. It's like blonde peach fuzz. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I look like a man.
Yeah, no, like my hair like wraps around my arms.
Yeah. It's like dark.
Yeah, no, that thing is lasered now.
Yeah,
so now
gone.
I don't have hairy arms anymore. But
I'll look back at photos sometimes and notice my hairy arms. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it was from like here down too.
Yeah.
It was so bad. But yeah, I hated that. So those were mean comments. It was always like on the bus too in elementary school. What is your most vivid childhood memory?
Just like as a collection of memories, I always remember lizards behind my toy box and always like crying for Thati to come behind the toy box and get lizards. And you guys don't understand, now I'm not scared of like spiders or bugs really. Like I don't like them, but I don't freak out about them. Lizards.
Because we grew up in Florida.
Yeah. So I was in Miami. I went to Miami alone and was in the apartment alone. And I saw this tiny thing. It was in the dark in Natalie's room, like scurry or jump across the floor. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is that? Is that a cricket? Which like would have been worse. Aww. And then I turned the lights on. You guys, it was the babiest lizard you'll ever see in your life. I have a picture of it because I cried. I started crying. I was calling Sam and I was calling Sarah, crying because I couldn't find the lizard. He disappeared when I tried to catch him. And I was terrified that he was going to grow.
Yeah, I've only seen a lizard once in my apartment. This was at my apartment. I was out of town.
Yes.
I've only seen one lizard.
And I was crying. And it was...
I hope that they're not
because
there.
Because I felt so helpless. And I was alone in the apartment. I couldn't find him anymore. And I was like, he could be anywhere now. And he's going to like crawl on me while I sleep or grow within these next 3 days.
He would die before.
3 days later or 2 days later, no, Mommy and Thati came to the apartment. And me and Mom were at the mall. And Thati sent me a picture with this lizard in between his fingers. You guys, I'm not kidding. Like, it was like a skeleton still. It was such a baby. Like, you have to insert the photo because it is the biggest joke ever. And it made me cry.
No, but I don't like touching things like that. I had a lizard in my car. But for me, it's anything. Bugs, anything. Like, flies even. Like, I had a lizard in my car. And I was like freaking out. Like,
yeah.
I did not know what to do. Like, my friend Sydney had to get it out.
Yeah.
I just like, I can't touch those things. Like, I don't know how to, if anything like scurries, I don't want to grab it.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff scares me so much. Or like frogs.
No, frogs.
I hate frogs.
Any reptile. Snakes can't do that.
Well,
frogs can't do
are
that.
Not a reptile.
They're not.
They're amphibians.
Oh, whatever. They look like a reptile. They're in water.
Yeah, no, that's like, I can't do that. I've only seen one lizard in the apartment. And
what's
thankfully,
your most
I was not alone.
Vivid memory.
For some reason, this is not like a collection of memories. This is just like one vivid memory. I remember when, two things. One, I remember when we were at like an arcade and we were getting our tickets and some girl asked us if we were twins. And
when?
I remember you were 5 and I was 10. And I was like, are you kidding me?
That's the first time you realized.
Like,
that you look
really
young.
I was so upset because I was in 5th grade and Chloe was in kindergarten. And I was like, I'm about to go into middle school and someone's asking me if I'm twins with a kindergartner. Like, I just remember being so upset about that. And then another vivid memory is when my parents told us we were moving to North Carolina from Florida. I remember it was in Chili's. And I even remember like the table we were sitting at, like everything. And I remember them telling us that they're moving. And I was so upset. So, and also I was like, what even is North Carolina? Like, I like didn't even know what it was.
Yeah. Like, that's so random too.
Yeah. I was so upset. They also told us that Mom was pregnant with Lucas at a Chili's.
Chili's is the place?
Yes.
I used to go to Chili's a lot in high
I
school.
I feel like
There's like memes on TikTok that's like, my parents told us they were getting a divorce at Chili's. I feel like Chili's
is just a good place to break the ice.
It's like the place where people tell news. I need to hear like waiters' stories at Chili's and see how many like family divorces, baby
big news. Announcements. Yeah.
Yeah. That's and they so told funny. Us about Lucas. They were like, give us a B. B. Give me an A. A.
Like a cheer?
Yeah.
None of us ever cheered.
That's, and what does that spell? And then no that's one knew. How we knew.
Oh, I guess you guys were.
Yeah, I was older.
11 and 12.
No, I was not 11.
I think that was 11.
Yeah.
11 I was and 6. And, six.
Mm-hmm. And it's spelled baby. And
can you read how, it 6?
Or I guess I was 5.
I don't know milestones like for children. When do you start talking? When do you start walking?
I think you start talking at like 1.
When do you become potty trained?
I don't know. Maybe like 2. I have no idea.
I have no clue.
And if you showed me a 3-year-old, I could not tell you how old that thing is.
I agree. Like, Natalie.
I could not. Like, I have no idea about how old people are. I know. I'm
embarrassingly bad about like child knowledge.
Anywhere from 1 to 5.
To
10.
Okay.
1 to 10, I don't know how old you are. I think once you start getting into middle school, I kind of start seeing it.
Maybe fifth graders high school? Are like a lot smaller than you think if you saw them now.
Yeah. And it's funny because when I was in middle school, I remember we had halls in our school where it was like 6th grade hall, 7th grade hall, 8th grade hall. So all the 6th graders were only in the 6th grade hall, 7th grade, 7th grade, mm-hmm. whatever. But your electives were in different halls. And I remember having a class in the 8th grade hall when I was in 6th grade, thinking that these kids were like giants. Like yeah. I was like, this is like a 30-year-old man that I'm like walking by. And now looking at 8th graders, I'm like, wow.
That's how I feel about high school seniors. Like I was a freshman in high school, I thought these seniors were
so old.
Full adults, like baddies.
Yeah.
And now I look at a high school senior, and I'm like, whoa, you haven't even like hit puberty, like barely.
Yeah. So I remember being so terrified.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I want to do a part 2 of the TikTok that we made. So if you guys haven't seen the TikTok, I'll insert it in the YouTube video. But it was just a get ready with me while we were getting ready for one of Sam's games. And I was asking my sister questions about being an NFL girlfriend. Because if you didn't know, Chloe's boyfriend is the quarterback for the Commanders. And we never even said it in that video.
Mm-mm.
I think I put like hashtag Sam Howell. So like people
got it.
Got it together. But I never even said in the video who you were dating.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we said the name Sam.
Sam.
Is there another Sam on the team?
Yeah, but he's married with a kid.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, now that like Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce, Allison Kutch makes content about that. I feel like is there anyone else, an NFL wife?
Hailee Steinfeld is dating Josh Allen now.
Okay. But she's...
That's new though.
Yeah. Oh, Alex Earle is dating Braxton.
Yeah, it's becoming like it's a trend almost, like be intrigued with the NFL life. Yeah.
I feel like NBA doesn't have that moment yet.
Yeah, it will. It will soon, I think.
Yeah, that's the next sport.
Yeah. And I think the NFL is also more accessible because like NBA, there's what, 15 guys on that team? NFL, you have 52 people on each team.
Hannah Ann from The Bachelor is engaged to an NFL player. Mm-hmm.
Olivia Culpo is marrying Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like famous wives and girlfriends of the NFL. And so Chloe, as she said, she hasn't posted a video in a year because she's scared. And I'm like, you should make content about this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you don't, I will. So that is what...
Someone has to exploit Sam.
Sam, you are in the NFL.
You're a real one for this.
For us. For us to make content about it. Does he have an opinion on the people that make content about it? Like the girlfriends and wives?
I think we kind of share the same opinion about this. And it's like, I'm not the one in the NFL. So like, I don't want to make this about me. You know what I mean? Like there's an extent that you can do it and it's still tasteful. And like, I get it. But I think sometimes people forget that they're not actually the ones in the NFL. And like, it's a job at the same time. And like, you have to keep it somewhat professional. Like you can't just go like, blabbing about your husband, fiance, boyfriend's team on the internet because you have to keep it some level of professional. As much as it is just a game, it's still a business. So
yeah. So like, would he be fine though if you were vlogging and stuff about it?
Yeah, I think so. The thing is, like, I just don't want to make it about me. Like, I am not the one like putting in the work and like.
There was a TikTok we saw, and the second we say it, if you guys have seen it, you're gonna know who it is.
Yeah,
I don't really care to say it, but she was a wife of someone that plays football. And I say someone that plays football because her husband's not in the NFL anymore. He was, which there's nothing wrong with that. But she has a podcast about being an NFL wife. And then she posted a TikTok about like being a guest. What was it?
Something like when my husband is getting career changing news and being his wife means that I'm only a guest. So like she can't come in the room.
She can't come in the meeting room while he's getting this news.
And this is what I mean by like, it's again, and I say this in the TikTok, like it's a very glamorous job. It's very fun. There's a lot of upsides to it. And it's a lot of jobs don't have an upside. So that's why like it's so awesome. And I think it's getting so much attention. However, it is still just a job. So I also like to tell people it's kind of like if you're dating someone who travels a lot, like a business person who travels a lot, plus a lot of upsides. But at the same time, again, it's a business. Like this is a real job and like a livelihood. And any other business, you're not going to be able to like go sit in a meeting with your husband's boss. Like it doesn't matter if you're a wife. So I feel like sometimes, and I don't want to like start any drama or anything like that. Like, I'm not meaning to like come at anyone, but
she like definitely posted that because she had like good intentions. So this is like
the intentions are good, but I think like even with people being so intrigued in it, it kind of blurs the lines with like you're not in the NFL. You're a wife, just like you're not a businessman. You're just the wife of a businessman. So like obviously you're not gonna be in the room with meetings and like,
and also I personally like love following these accounts. Like I love Alex Kucha's content. Yeah. I love Alex Earl's content. Yes. I love like all of these girls.
This is not a dig at anyone. Like I can't emphasize that enough. It's not a dig at anyone.
I watch and follow all of them and like love their stuff.
This is just coming personally from me. Like this is plus being like bullied on the internet. I don't want people to bully me on the internet. But the other side of it is like this is why I don't share as much as
you should
probably
ask them.
Some people.
You should post and start asking them, like, how do they deal with it? Because they definitely deal with a lot of hate.
I know, but I think it's just like cost benefit. Like, they deal with a lot of love too, but like, I don't want to deal with any hate. Like, I don't feel like I need more love.
Yeah.
Like, from random strangers. I don't know.
Listen.
People are mean about this. Like, people are super mean. And that's why I'm like walking on eggshells all the time, is like what I'm trying to say when I talk about this stuff, because I don't want to seem like too much. I don't want to seem like I don't care. I don't want to seem, I don't know. Yeah. Like everyone has opinions. Like everyone thinks some wives are way too much. Some people think like, oh, she acts like she's too good for this. I don't know. I just try to avoid the hate.
Yeah.
So please be nice. Please. I'm begging you.
They're going to come for you.
I know.
Yeah. But I like love content like that. And I'm also fascinated because like you said, there's not that many people that get to experience that lifestyle besides the actual person playing and then anyone like their family or significant other or anything like that. So to the rest of the world, it's very mysterious and unknown, and you see them on TV and you see like how much money they make, and like it's just like,
and again, like some people try to make it seem like it's, there's so many downsides of it, it's not glamorous at all. It is, it's very glamorous. It's very fun to every weekend have a game to go to and dress up, and you can sit in a box sometimes and like take a party bus to the game and whatever. But it's just like finding the balance, I guess. And personally, Sam's only in his second year, and he just like has a lot to prove. So I don't in any way want to get in the way of that, take away from him, make this about me in any way. So that's also why I'm like, I think it would be different if he'd been in the NFL for 10 years and like is on a huge contract and whatever. And like that, obviously, there's different stages of this.
Yeah.
So like I am not living the same life as like Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah.
I mean,
we wish.
Yeah. Like, good for you, girl. So awesome. So
mainly to be friends with Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah, that's literally
we love
like,
that relationship.
I'm just like, Chloe, you need to find any way to get that.
Love Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce together. I want them to get married.
Yeah.
I love them together.
We hope. The amount of times I've seen them running into his arms kissing.
Oh
video,
my gosh. Embarrassing.
Anytime an angle drops, I'm like,
me too. Or the Karma. Karma's the guy in the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear that. Every time it comes on my For You page, I don't scroll.
Yeah, same. Every different angle. Could be like 100,000 of them. And I'm going to listen every time.
We need a camera on Travis in the tent. Like, I was kind of annoyed when there were certain reaction or certain things going on in the concert. And I was like, where's his reaction?
Yeah.
Like, I need
someone drop it. I know you have it.
Yeah. So I feel like that's why it's also getting its moment right now.
Yes.
Okay, but we were talking about this earlier. We went to Solid Core this morning, and then we were talking about it in the car, how it's hard because I feel like an athlete's life, like any athlete, whether no matter what league you're in, I feel like your life has to revolve around you, and like everyone else in your life has to also revolve around
you. Has to accommodate you.
It has to accommodate you. And it's not even like, oh, you're a narcissist or you're selfish or anything. It's like,
it's just the nature
that
of it.
Is, yeah, the nature of that job.
Yeah. So I was telling Natalie, like, I think it takes kind of a specific type of person. And I don't mean this in a bad way. And I was telling her, like, I think it would be really hard to be super ambitious and date or marry an athlete. And I'm saying that as someone who, like, I will admit, I would say I'm like averagely ambitious and I am a very hard worker and all of that stuff. But I wouldn't say I want to be like a girl boss and all these things. Like, you kind of have to be okay with making them your priority. So like for me right now, during the season, Sam can't leave DC and I don't live there. So I'm traveling. Like, it's a lot of time. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of sacrifice to kind of keep the relationship running. Like, yeah, I could be like, no, I'm going to hang out with my friends here this weekend. I'm not going to go. But that would probably not be that great for the relationship. So I just kind of have, like, you kind of have to understand that the relationship is not the same in season and out of season. So like,
it's one-sided.
It's very one-sided. So everyone's like, you have to give 50-50 in a relationship, but I don't really believe that. And like, based on my experience, and I'm 22 and maybe I'm naive for thinking this, but in my experience, like sometimes he's only going to be able to give 10% and I'm going to have to give the 90. And sometimes I'm only going to have 30 and he's going to have to give 70.
No, I saw a video on that. Yeah. It was like a marriage counselor and or a therapist, or maybe it was like Brené Brown. I honestly have no idea. It literally could have been a range of people, but I saw a video about this. And she was saying that same exact thing, that like the myth of 50-50.
It sets you up for failure. You will fail in your relationship if you expect it to be 50-50, and tenfold if you're dating someone with a very demanding career.
Every time.
Every single
time.
No,
but she was saying that like sometimes like you're going to have a really hard day at work and you're going to come home and you're going to be like, I only have 20%.
Yeah.
And they have to put 80% in. And then other times it's going to be flipped.
It's going to be flipped. And for the season, it's hard that it's like a long time. It's like, what, how many months out of the year? I don't even know. But it's a lot of months in a row. October, November, December, January, February. It's like up to 7 months, I think. Yeah, it's like up to 7 months, given they go to the Super Bowl. Fingers crossed. They're like, in the wild, maybe you can get to the playoffs. I don't even know. I'm not good with all of that. But it's just a long time to sacrifice. So I think you have to go into it kind of expecting that. And me and Sam have talked about this. Like, I think sometimes, I don't know, it's just like oversharing about a relationship. But that obviously can be a point of frustration. Like, I'm sacrificing so much. I feel like maybe sometimes you don't appreciate this. And the answer can be like, well, I'm really busy. I'm in season. I'm very stressed, all this stuff. And sometimes they have to be reminded like, yeah, but you're going to hopefully be doing this for the next 10 years. So that's another 10 years of 7 months of the year being tough and like demanding a lot of sacrifice from both sides. Because like him coming home and hanging out with me and all of this stuff is also sacrifice. He's exhausted. He could be studying. He could be sleeping. Anyways, so it's sacrifice on both ends. It just might look a little different. Yeah. And I think sometimes it can come off as like, oh, you're not a simp. That's not the word. That's such a like a stupid word. But in the video that I posted, I was folding his laundry like that. I don't think that's a crazy thing. And everyone was like, you're like kissing his ass, basically. And
I think also people have an issue when women do a lot of like domestic work.
Yeah.
And because it's like, you should be ambitious and you don't need to do that. Like, you don't need to be the one that's cooking. You don't need to be the one folding laundry.
But it's okay to want to do that. Like, my love language is acts of service. So me folding his laundry, obviously it's for him. And it's a sacrifice that I enjoy doing for this relationship. And it's okay to not be so ambitious and like want to be a girl boss and all of this stuff. Like, it's okay to say, I'm okay with sacrificing part of my career to see you succeed. Obviously, there's extremes of all of that. Be careful. But
yeah. And like, I feel like I'm very much, we're not opposites, I would say.
No, but you're very ambitious.
But I am a lot more ambitious than Chloe. Yeah, you're
more, I'm more risk averse than you are, for example. You're more ambitious.
I really care about my career and my goals and what I want to accomplish and the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
And the things that I want to achieve. Like, I have very clear expectations for myself, and not to say that you don't, but
I'm like, my priority, it's just about priorities. So like, I still do all of those things, but my priorities in life are not to like own my own business. Like, I want to be a mother and I want to take care of a family and a home, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to say I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I want those things too. Yeah. But I also want...
And different, like, priorities.
Like, for me, I know that I will have to have someone, most likely, at the house, like a nanny or something, mm-hmm. helping me take care of my kids because I will be working.
Yeah.
Thankfully, as of now, I have a job that I can work from home, but I know that I'm going to need help. And, like, we grew up with that. Like, our mom was working when we were growing up, so we had someone that helped us. So to me, it's not even like a foreign concept.
No.
But it's funny because moms kind of stopped working. She never fully stopped working, but she was working a corporate job when I was growing up. Like, when we lived in Florida, she was working at American Express. Mm-hmm. And I was 9 years old when we moved to North Carolina. Chloe was four. And when we moved to North Carolina, she quit that job and became a real estate agent, which definitely allowed for, like, a lot more flexibility.
Yeah.
So you grew up with a mom with that mom wasn't around. Working.
Yeah.
Well, working that much. Whereas, like, I grew up with someone that was, like, taking care of us.
But we always had a live-in nanny. And it's not, I think that's, like, more normal for, like, foreign. Like, that's not very American, it seems. But our parents like are not American.
Lady. It was an old lady from Romania.
The Romanian church, right?
From Romania. Yeah. Like, my grandma's friend knew her or something like
that.
And
she was, like, a second grandmother to us. Like, it was not, like, a maid or anything of that sort.
Yeah. But that's funny because then I grew up maybe a bit more ambitious. But I guess our older sister, Tita, she isn't.
No, she's more like me.
Yeah, she's more like you.
It helps if you have a personality that's less ambitious, I would say. And that sounds so negative. I don't mean it in a negative way. Like, I'm proud about being very ambitious. No. But yeah. You guys know what I mean.
Yeah, I think it's just harder. It's not impossible. Yeah,
it's not impossible at all.
I think it's just unrealistic to think that you will be able to have absolutely everything.
Exactly.
And this is women and men. That's like anyone. Like, as a man, you are going to have to sacrifice. And, like, if you and Sam have kids mm-hmm. for when he's in season, like, he's mm-hmm. not going to see them that much.
Right.
And, like, he's going to have to be okay with it. Like, he's not going to be able to see them that much if he wants the football career that
right.
he wants.
Right.
So it's, like, the same thing. Like, for me, I know that, like, I will not be the, like, obviously I want to raise my kid. I want to be the primary person that raises them. But, like, I know I am not going to be there every second mm-hmm. of, you know, their life mm-hmm. probably. And you just have to be okay with that because you can't. You can have everything in moderation, I think.
Yeah.
But you can't have everything all at once.
Yes. Something is going to fall through. Even if you, like, you try to juggle it all, like, something is going to fall through. So you just need to be more intentional about what you do want to prioritize so that things don't accidentally fall through.
Yeah. It's all about priorities and what you're choosing to...
And being intentional. You have to be really intentional.
And just, like, you have to go into it knowing it. Like, if Chloe mm-hmm. went into this relationship being, like, I expect us to, like, split the time where he comes to visit me and I go visit him. And, you know,
it's just not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Like, it's just you're going to fail. So you have to be okay with, like, the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's plus sides. Obviously, like,
he gets 3 months off. Like, what other job do you get 3 months off and you're still financially stable enough to be able to do that? Like,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't want to take anything away from that.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you go to cool events.
Yeah.
And, like,
I go to such fun events. I get
you
to
travel the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, the financial stability. Like,
yeah. Like,
obviously,
he's
they make a lot
of money,
but it's also a very stable job in the sense that, like, the economy goes down. Football is not affected by that. Mm-hmm. Like, the NFL is not really affected by that. That is such a blessing. So,
yeah.
There's a lot of upsides to this job for sure.
Yeah. A lot of people also ask, like, why don't you move to DC?
Yes. So I think it's funny. Everyone probably, whenever I tell them, they probably think, like, this girl doesn't want to sacrifice her career. She's such a selfish person. It's not that at all. I just believe in,
which,
like,
by the way, that's fine if you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Either, but
yeah, that's fine too. But that's just not the reason. And I just think it's funny because that's, like, so far from me. Like, again, not very ambitious. No, I need to stop
you
saying
are,
that.
You are, though. Yeah.
I am. I need to stop saying that.
I don't think ambitious is the right
word.
I'm
not using the right word, but
I think it's just you have to be okay with, like, sacrificing.
Yeah. And being very selfless.
Yeah, you have to be more selfless, but I don't think that's a lack of ambition.
Okay, maybe that's what,
like,
it is.
Because, like, Chloe does, like, interior design and, like, general contracting stuff. Mm-hmm. And so with interior design, like, you could still be there for him and do it within DC.
I guess it's, like, my goals in life, the end goals in life are just different. I don't mean that. They don't necessarily correlate with ambition.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys understand, hopefully, what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, why don't I move to DC? The real reason is just because we're not married and I just am not going to live with him before we're married and we're both on the same page with that. So that's why I haven't moved to DC yet. when I get married, I will.
Would you move there, though, and get, like, another apartment or no?
No, I don't see the point of that. I think that's setting yourself up for failure, too. Like, I'd be at his apartment all the time. I know that.
Yeah.
So that would be a waste of money.
And they, Chloe goes for most of his games.
I would say. I've gone to, like, all the home games. And he has a two-bedroom apartment. And, like, I have some toiletries there. It's really not bad. Yeah. So.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's, like,
that's the reason.
There.
It's really simple. It's just, I just don't believe in living together before marriage for myself. And that's just how it is.
Yeah, people always ask me, they're like, wait, why is she not there? Like, why doesn't she?
I always think it's funny. People probably think that Sam doesn't want me.
Yeah.
That it's not that serious, that he's cheating on me. I don't know. The list goes on. But
do you get annoyed when people ask, or does anyone ask you straight up, like, oh, is he cheating on you? Or like, does he? Because athletes are notorious, obviously, for being cheaters. So
no, I don't think anyone has said that to my face.
Because
someone commented on my YouTube video. He's probably cheating on you. Thanks.
Because
Susan.
I have a friend who is also dating an athlete, and that's something that frustrates her, is people assume
what kind of audacity do you have to have
cheating
to say that to someone? Would you go up to a couple and be like, oh, is your husband cheating on you?
Yeah.
What? Like, no, I hope not.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like because some people, they're just like notorious for it being like acceptable because like they'll fund your lifestyle and they can then do whatever they want.
That's another thing that I think is kind of strange, but that's not just with athletes, but I guess it's more common in athletes. But when people fund people's lifestyle when they're dating, like Sam doesn't pay for, I mean, he pays for my dinner every time I'm there, for my food. Obviously I stay there for free, but like he doesn't fly me out every weekend. And like I have a full-time job. I make my own money. We get each other like reasonable gifts. Like we reciprocate gifts. So
yeah. He gets your tickets for the
game. Yeah, he gets me tickets for the games and he covers all my food.
Which, by the way, those are not free.
Yeah, those aren't free. NFL players, no, everyone thinks they are. So it's really awkward when people are like, oh, can you get me tickets? And I'm like,
yeah,
he can buy you tickets. So they get two free tickets to home games. Anything beyond that, if it's a home game and their teammate's not using their ticket, their teammates can transfer their tickets to you. But if not, they have to pay for it. And then they don't get any tickets for away games. So that's always, they're going to have to buy it. And I think they buy it at like
the face value. They don't have to do like resale.
Right. So it's usually like between $100 to $200 depending
like
on the game.
Really bad seats.
Usually away tickets are like in the nosebleeds, which is so mean of teams. Like, why would you do that? So like he'll just buy me tickets through StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever ticket things for away games.
Yeah. So yes. I want to post more TikToks about it, though. So we're going to, because again, Chloe's not making the content and the people want to know.
I was going to make a get ready with me last game and I was feeling under the weather, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah, because I think people want to know about that lifestyle. I know I personally do. Like, I love watching. There's like Allison Kuch, who I really like, and Ellie Leonard, who was an NBA wife, who her husband actually played for the Heat. I like her content as well. So, and then obviously I watch like Alex Earl's podcast with Braxton, and I just like seeing the behind the scenes of that type of content. Like if someone's dating an actor or something, I would want to see.
Yeah, because again, there's a lot of fun things that go along with it. Like I'm not trying
to
diminish
Claudia
that at all.
Claudia Saluski dating
Phineas.
Like I love watching her like Grammys vlogs and all of that stuff because like normal people don't see that, you know?
Yeah. So behind the scenes. I always like the behind the scenes of everything.
Yeah. So anyways, I've also asked if Chloe could like maybe set me up or something like that with someone.
Everyone asks me that. I'm trying.
I'm kidding though. I actually I've taken a look. There's no one.
She's looked at the roster. No one got her eye.
There's no one there that I would. But I don't see. Now that you say that you can't be ambitious, like I just don't think I could date an athlete.
Yeah, it would be harder for you for sure.
But I have a flexible job.
Yeah,
so.
You do. Yeah, you do.
But anyways.
And again, ambitious might not be the right word.
Yeah,
you guys.
I think
please
ambitious
don't come for
the,
me.
Is the wrong word. I think it's just you have to be the one to make sacrifices.
Mm-hmm. You just have to go into it being realistic about like how it's going to be.
Yeah, I think that's just what it is. But okay, if you guys want to hear more about this, then let us know. And
watch
I'm gonna
our
be
TikTok.
Going. Yeah, our TikTok has 100K views, and I'm gonna be going to Washington D.C. for the Dolphins game, which is gonna be so fun because our family they're Dolphins fans.
You can get Sam on the podcast.
I know. I really want to bring Sam on the podcast. So if you want to have an NFL player on the podcast, then let me know and what questions you want to know, because I don't care about actually football. Like, I'm not going to ask him about like certain plays and stats. And I feel like when athletes go on podcasts, it's all about like their stats and performance. I don't care about that. So I want to ask like other questions. Not that I don't care about it, but like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, remember that pass you threw to this person?
You like Googled it 5 minutes before.
Yeah, like I'm not going to ask those types of questions. So let me know the type of questions you want me to ask. And then, yeah. So thanks, guys, for listening.
Happy
Thanksgiving. Thanks, Chloe, for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Real Real. I hope that you enjoyed, and don't forget to rate, review, follow, or subscribe on your favorite podcast app. You can follow me personally on Instagram at Natalie Barbu and the podcast at The Real Real Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.
Hey there, my name is Renee Rina, and I am the mom friend you have always wanted. I am also the host of the Mom Room podcast. We publish 2 episodes per week, a co-hosted episode on Tuesdays and a solo episode on Thursdays. Popular topics include pooping and having sex after giving birth. I have a solo episode where I talk about not sharing a bed with my husband and why that's okay. I hope you'll tune in to these conversations every week. Join us on Instagram at the Mom Room Podcast and start to feel a little less alone in this crazy thing called motherhood.